fun show featuring OMG. It's fun, it's a show, and it's also free. We'll take some calls, make some pranks, it'll be real swell. So keep your preferred streaming client locked till we say farewell. PLA and Cacti Radio, please rep it for life. We got some drunks and Canadians, it's out of sight. It's time to start the show, so I'll shut the fuck up. And here's where I say the fun show, yay. It is really fun, I'm not just saying that.
OMG, and I'm also here with Gunner. Hi, Gunner.
Hey.
Hello. All right. My dog's actually whining right now to go outside, like right as my show starts. So she's probably going to poop on the floor. But yeah, hey, it's the April 27th edition of the Fun Show with OMG and Gunner. And we have... never mind. I'm not going to say who else is here. We have a mystery guest that might pop up later.
Yay!
Yay! Hey, who's been listening to all this Jehovah's Witness bullshit?
Oh, me.
You?
Yeah.
Everyone?
Just me.
Just
and
you.
Night Asylum and Tombstone and Akeson and Adrian Shepherd.
Yeah, I haven't really been paying attention.
Yeah, it was just like one fucking day. It was like Saturday. There was a show, and it was like ex-Jehovah's Witnesses, and we just trolled the fuck out of it. And they're like, the guy was like, "Boo-hoo-hoo! I'm never doing a show again. My life is terrible." And we just like, I don't know. We convinced them that we hacked them and stuff. And anyways,
I think we should call the guy. I think we should call the guy and see what's up.
Oh, you want to call Joe?
You know, just kind of check in, just, you know, see how the weather is, and, you know.
Joe Mason.
Yeah, we'll just check the weather. We're in Tiny Chat, everyone. Tinychat.com/phonelosers. And actually, I added a whole bunch of shit to the blog last night. And, well, not last night, yesterday. And I'm actually in the middle of editing an afternoon show I did with Rob the Hyena, and then my little impromptu rappy interview. Those two will go up tomorrow, so stay tuned to my blog, cactiradio.com/funshow. Any other announcements, Gunner? Any other bullshit that you want to get out of the way?
I don't know. Make sure you get your DEF CON shit handled soon, because ticket prices are going to go up, so if you're thinking of going DEF CON, and also talk to the other phone losers, you might be able to get a cheap room with somebody. So,
yeah, Gunner, you want to share a room with me?
Well, I'm supposedly sharing a room with Matt and Rob, but maybe...
Wait, I thought they were only... It was only going to be the two of them, because...
Yeah, I split on Matt's bed, so I'm just going to sleep on the floor.
Oh, well...
Mm-hmm.
I want to sleep next to Rob. I want to cuddle Rob the Hyena.
Yeah, me too. He helped me with my iPhone. I mean, how much of a noob am I? But he helped me with that, and... I would like to cuddle him for that.
Yeah.
But anyways,
I just want to cuddle him because he's adorable. He showed me his ass yesterday.
Oh God.
He showed everyone his ass. I didn't really look out of respect.
Are you gonna stay at the Rio or what?
I don't know where I'm staying. I really don't. For the safety of my computers and shit, I don't really want to stay at the Rio.
Oh. But Rob kind of social engineered the Rio into giving him a really good deal.
Oh,
so
really?
If you can figure out a way, don't mention you're going to DEF CON. Say that you're something else and that you want like a group rate or some special or some shit.
Uh-huh.
And you get a cheaper price, supposedly, but I don't know.
Well, that could be true, because I actually worked in hospitality. It does kind of work that way sometimes. Because as the availability differs, the price differs. Anyway, bullshit. Anyway, hello,
blah, 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 blah.
Unknown caller.
Hello, is this a radio action?
I'm sorry, what?
Is this a radio action?
This is the fun show.
Yeah, whatever you said, man.
I'd like to bid on the horse painting.
Oh, the auction.
Yeah, what's your bid?
I'd like to bid five.
Five cacti. What? Five cacti? We're looking for we're starting at like seven cacti on the horse painting.
The horse painting with the grill on bottom of the horse?
Yep. Yeah, that's the one.
With the grill on the bottom of the horse?
Yes.
Yep.
I want your body. I want both your bodies. I'll get upside down and still dressed.
All right. Yeah. That's slightly creepy. Let's do a mic test with Joe. Obviously, he was listening to our show last night. The phone show with RBCP. Yeah.
That was a good show. Way to go, Brad, for having a good show.
Yeah.
I laughed my ass off. I was having a bad day, and I laughed my ass off.
Your ass just totally came off.
You're one sexy motherfucker.
Oh, God, yes. I'm looking at him in tiny chat right now. I love the shape of his head.
Hello.
Hello, Joe. How are you? We're just doing a mic test for our show tonight.
What?
Hey, Joe. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're just doing a test for our show. Just to everything. Hey, Gunner. Everything sound good?
I don't know. It sounds good to me. I'm not
kind of now kind of a metallic quality.
I'm sorry.
What do you want to know?
How does the voices sound? You like the mic check? Check. Wait, hold on. Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Check. Is it good?
Your voice is kind of cutting in and out, but
No.
That's probably because I have a lot of people on the line. I have like 50 people on this line right now. Damn it.
I'm on my phone. Even though I have a computer here, I'm on my phone, so I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know why either. So, Joe, are you mad at us, or...
Well, I know that you're young people who think it's funny, but...
Well, I'm 34, so I'm kind of old.
But anyway, what other questions do you have? I'll try to, since we're already talking, what can I answer?
Well, I don't really have a question. I just kind of, first of all, I don't think
there's
this
50
is...
people, they have a question.
No, sir.
I got a question.
Wait. Let me talk, Gunner. Actually, I don't have a question,
lady,
per se. But I just want you to know I'm actually kind of old. I'm not a young person.
What's old?
I'm old. So,
you're old.
Yeah, I don't like the assumption that I'm young because that implies that I'm young and inexperienced when actually I'm pretty experienced. You can ask Gunner. I'm okay. Experienced.
She knows how to give a good blowjob. But to be honest, I'm not even sorry, that wasn't even a joke. But how do I meet women? That's my problem.
What?
How do I meet women, you know? Like I'm on the single, I'm on the dating scene, you know.
Now, you want to keep language clean for your questions and comments, but I met my wife on Match.com.
Holy shit, I was going to go on
TV about 1 in 5 relationships, dates begin online these days. If you do that, you have to be aware that a lot of times people will lie. I mean, in particular about their weight. As far as physical things, they'll lie about their weight.
When you met her, was she honest about her weight?
Yeah. And in fact, weight wasn't really my main concern. My main concern was just having somebody that I could relate to.
You know what my main concern actually is weight.
Was and is a very sweet person, and that's the main thing.
Okay, this is too much like Oprah.
I control religion, something that she hadn't been happily, and I had never been really told that.
Joe.
That my what?
Joe, you're. You're rambling.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I do that. Go ahead.
Okay. So, oh, great. Gunner's call dropped. what I'm more interested in, being a Christian myself, I've noticed with dating, everybody wants sex, and I'm celibate until marriage. So, how did you deal with that? Did you have to have sex with her before the marriage, or? Because
well,
guys will just leave.
Personal matters. I will say this: that in the Bible, most people assume the Bible is anti-sex. But there is an entire book called the Song of Solomon, or Canticles, which is a book that describes romantic love, tender love, and also passionate love.
And, so you totally had sex with her before marriage.
What?
Oh, nothing.
There's a false impression about the Bible.
But that's for now, married people.
A lot of churches make it seem like God and the Bible are against human relationships, passionate love, but I don't find that.
Right.
So I would invite anyone that has or can get a Bible to look up the Song of Solomon.
What if you don't have a Bible, but you just have someone willing to give you a blowjob? Should you do it?
Do what? If you don't have a Bible, but you have what?
Never mind. This Jesus talk is making me feel really guilty.
Are you saying just going by your own feelings?
Are you a Christian, sir?
Involved in passionate love?
Are you a Christian?
Is that your question?
Sir, are you a Christian?
I try to be a good Christian.
Well, are you an actual Christian?
Do what? Your voice is cutting out.
Yeah, I gotta go masturbate. That was enough of that guy.
But thanks, though.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I needed to know his opinion on that, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do in this world, you know?
They said, you know,
a man.
Thou shalt fuck the shit out of everything.
That's what I was gonna say. I was like, so.
We'll call up again and ask him later on in the show. We'll give Joe a return and ask him if he's ever been bi-curious. You know, like, and ask him what, and he'll ask what that means. He'll be like, have you ever thought about sucking a dick, but just to see if he liked it? That's by being bi-curious.
Joe's in the know.
Yeah, Joe was all like, hey, there is a whole section in the Bible devoted to sex. It is like green light. God was shining a light down on her and saying, fuck the shit out of this woman right now.
Do it. yeah, dude. Joe, I mean, but we did learn something tonight, you know, for all you people, get on Match.com.
Yeah, seriously.
That's where the action is happening, you know?
That's it.
We're back.
All right, guys. All right, this is it. This is the show. We're done. Thank you, everyone.
Oh, good. Okay, now I can go do something.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, you guys want an open book, or what do you... I'm open. I'm totally just wide open, ready.
Yeah. So...
No,
so,
that's true story, though. I am celibate. That's true story. Right there.
You're celibate. Yeah, or so what? For how long? Celibate? For 2 years? What? Come on.
Okay.
I don't know
what for you fucking dumbass. Now I'm a fucking little more fucking smart, you fucking dickhead.
Goldwinners.com.
What? What was that?
What?
It's these noobs that, like, they called me before the show and they asked me when my show was, and then they, yeah. I'm not going to talk about them. They just want, you know, they're in tiny chat right now. They're listening to my show. I love you guys. Whatever. Yeah. Anyway, so let's get a phone.
If you want a show, ask Brad. He'll set you up. That way you don't have to call people and do things that I do when I'm not on shows.
Somebody's calling. Hello, 312 number. What the fuck do you want?
Shut the fuck up. No one wants to hear your talk.
No, shut up, fucking Tron bag.
Goldwinners.com.
Yeah. I knew it was.
Fuck you, Tron. Just want to say that.
Here's another phone winners person. Phonewinners.com.
Oh, yeah, Chimichanga. Where is he at right now?
Phonewinners.com.
See, last show we had Akison doing the whole 420 with the computer voice.
Oh, yeah, I was doing that too.
No, you weren't doing it. Don't lie.
No, okay, fine.
All right, pick a city. Pick any city.
Roy, New Mexico.
Hurry the fuck up. Okay, Roy, New Mexico. And we're going to look for rude people. And they're... Okay, you need to... Let's do Las Vegas in honor of DEF CON. I need a rude place. Alright, this place is apparently extremely rude. All the employees are rude. Triple rude.
All the way
across. Triple. It's starting to look like a triple rude.
Coffee Bean McCann, this is Mary, how may I help you?
Yeah, is this the fucking Coffee Bean?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Hold on, I'm going to put my brother on the phone.
What's that?
Hey, shut up. I'm not talking to you.
Hello?
Who are you talking to?
You're a bunch of rude motherfuckers over there. I came in earlier to get a coffee that you people think, you know, you could push me around, gave me the wrong thing, didn't give me a refund. I'm a little pissed off over here. And I'm wondering what you guys are going to do about it.
Which store are you talking about?
The fucking Coffee Bean, idiot.
Oh, goodbye.
Sorry, I came on a little too strong. You
I
should
don't know where it is.
Apologize for me. It's in the airport.
All right.
Just say you're really sorry. You're going to handle that bitch.
Okay.
Coffee Bean McCarran, this is Mary. How may I help you?
Hey, I'm sorry about that. I'm going to slap the shit out of that hoe. But, yeah, I just wanted to see if I could get a coupon because I got a drink at the airport there. Wasn't the right one. They wouldn't give me a refund. So.
Excuse me, but there are two Coffee Beans here at the airport. I don't appreciate being called names and cursed at. I don't remember giving anyone a refund, so I don't know that you even came to my store. And if you want to talk to me, the least you could do is explain what's going on and not curse at me and scream at me and talk to me like I'm garbage, because I don't even know that you were at my store.
I don't have a problem with you. I don't have a problem with you. My girl was on the phone. That bitch is crazy. Slapped the shit out of her. Everything's handled. Just came in there, gave me the wrong drink, needed a refund. I got the receipt. The guy would give me a refund if I come in and give you a refund. You stupid fucking cunt.
See, first of all, I'm in another store. So I've just been cursed at and yelled at and talked like to like I was a piece of garbage, and I had nothing to do with it. And I'm not saying that you don't have a legitimate complaint, but first you should find out who you should complain to, and secondly, I shouldn't be threatened. I'm sorry. And I'm leaving now, and the stores are closed. So I suggest that way you handle your complaint is not the way you just tried to handle it with somebody who had nothing whatsoever to do with it. Good night.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, was that an airport location?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I wanted to say? I wanted to ask her, do you only work at the airport because you like getting molested every time you go into work security? They would probably have to screen the people at work at the airport.
Dude,
they?
That bitch was totally not taking it at all.
I don't know. I figured I would be really nice and try to create like a situation, but then you know she was getting so pissed off that I was just like, you know, I said I slapped the shit out of you. Then I figured I'll throw it in right at the end. Yeah,
who
nice.
Is this 972
and
number?
You can fall in our system and bother us now.
Hello?
Phonewinners.com.
Phonewinners.com.
Yeah. That was awesome. Hey, by the way, thanks for letting everyone know about my my listing, so... Thanks. Alright, so we have Charlotte Russe. They're apparently very rude there. They're probably closed. Man, that bitch was just not taking it. I want to call her back. You want to call her back?
Whatever, you call her back.
I really
want to. Why don't you talk?
I want to apologize to her. I want to be like, look,
woman,
I'm
the woman. I feel for you.
Listen, like, I feel for you, dog. There are some dogs in there.
Yeah.
Dog, home girl, boy.
Yeah.
Home boy. Home, 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 boy. I hope my dog doesn't shit on the floor. Oh, my current call will be placed on hold? That doesn't make any sense. There we go. Fucking Skype. You're a bunch of assholes. I burped. I'm sorry. Store's closing. I'm hanging up right now. I'm pussy.
The person at extension 6040 is not available.
Don't worry,
to take
I'll leave
your
a message.
Call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, asswipe, the least you can do is answer my phone call.
Bitch.
Hmm. Alright. This is a resort, but I think they're going to be closed. And they're very rude. I want to talk about massages. The Asian ladies were very rude and pushy. And they're not Vietnamese. Oh, wait.
Wait, I want to talk to them.
I believe they were Vietnamese.
I want to get a happy ending.
Okay, you do it. They're probably closed. That's what sucks about calling businesses this late.
If you're calling for Rose, she is either busy with a client or has gone home to get ready for another busy day.
To get ready for another busy day. This is called... Oh, this is a shoe store. Never mind, they're going to be closed. Here's a restaurant. They're probably fucking closed. Assholes. God, guys. Invalid phone number. My dog is bugging me. Oh my god, she's gonna shit everywhere. Alright, I'm gonna go to music and I'm gonna go let my dog take a shit.
That's nice, Roger.
Alright, give me, what do you wanna hear?
Well, anything. It's not Katy Perry or stupid shit like that. Fucking.
But I like Katy Perry.
You don't.
Backstreet Boys?
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. Okay, that's what I thought. Alright, nobody wants to hear that shit. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I subjected you to it. Gunner, are you still there?
Yep.
Yeah, Tombstone's gone.
No, no.
And I don't know what happened to him. My or favorite. Was I supposed to say his name? Yeah, so it's at the half hour mark. I think we should call Joe back and ask him if he's ever been with a man.
Sure, whatever you want to do, man. If you're into gay shit, that's fine.
Oh, I love gay shit.
I'm all about it, you know?
That's how I live. I should have drank like 7 more drinks.
Definitely.
I'm on my like 3rd beer.
Yeah, it's not really anything.
Hello, we are not available now.
Aww.
Please leave your name and phone number after the beep.
Aww.
We will return your call.
Hey, Joe, it's Roxy. And Gunner.
Hey, Joe, I love you, and I think that I'm going to do some shit that you said earlier, whatever it was.
Yeah, I totally think we need to look into the Bible and have sex. Right?
Gunner? Yeah. Well, you know, I was reading the Bible the other day, and I was like, yes, sodomy should be legal everywhere. That's, like, exactly what Sodom and Gomorrah meant. Like, that's, you know, all about that. I read the Bible all the time. I've got the PLA Bible. Brad Carter wrote it. So you should check it out, dude. It's pretty cool.
I'm calling this karaoke place.
The number you have reached.
Go ahead, keep going. We're just gonna stay on Joe's answering machine. So when he actually does listen to his messages,
I was just saying, check out the PLA Bible. Brad Carter wrote it. It's on Amazon. You should make some prank calls with us because you're pretty awesome and tell us about like fucked up sex in the Bible and shit. It's on
Walgreens. You want to try what we did yesterday, Gunner? Did you hear that?
Thank you for calling your 24-hour Walgreens, located at North. The pharmacy is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, located at northeast corner of Spring Mountain and Jones.
I did
for the pharmacy department, press 1. For all other departments, press...
Whoa, Skype just fucked itself.
You need to get off, dude.
Do what?
You need to get off POF. That shit's so skeezy.
Oh, yeah, I don't give a shit about shit anymore with that shit.
A lot of big dicks on there, I guess.
Oh yeah, they're, yeah.
Thank you for calling your 24-hour Walgreens. Our store is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Located at northeast corner of Spring Mountain and Jones. For the pharmacy department, press 1. For all
right,
other departments, press 2. To hear pharmacy hours and location, press 3. To hear store hours
Gunner,
and location,
press 2.
Press 4.
To repeat this menu at any time.
Our store is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Located at northeast corner of Spring Mountain
Gunner.
And Jones. For the pharmacy department,
for the love
press
of
1.
The Bible,
for
please
all
press
other departments,
2.
Press 2. To hear pharmacy hours and location, press 3. To
it's
hear
not
store hours and location,
Gunner.
Press 4.
Gunner!
What?
Are you pressing 2? Or are you being
I didn't
a dick?
Accept anything, dude.
Get your hands off your dick.
I'm on my phone, dude. There's no dial pad.
There's no dial pad on your fucking phone.
No.
That sounds like an excuse.
It's...
Thank you for calling your 24-hour Walgreens.
4.
Located at northeast corner of Spring Mountain and Jones.
4.
With our store is open 24 hours a day, days a week. Located at Spring Mountain and Jones.
It's not
for
picking
photo,
up my tones.
Press 1. For cosmetics, press 2. To inquire, please remain on the line to speak with a member of our
Thank
staff.
Thank you. Thank God. Praise Jay. Fuck.
Praise Almighty.
Phonewinners.com. There we go. Alright, so last night we were doing this, they were playing Wanna Be Sedated by the Ramones.
Mother's Day is for lifelong memories.
We're sorry, the photo department is not available. You are being transferred to the next available department.
That's fucking awesome. Hello?
She tickled me.
And when you give her a hallmark, Mom and me record a hallmark. You know that the voice they
come on, this is
going to
be funny if they answer.
Thank you for calling Walgreens. This is Abby. How may I help you?
Hi, Walgreens. This is Stacy. I mean,
thank you for calling Walgreens.
Abby?
This is
Abby.
Can you transfer to pharmacy?
No.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Hello. You're cutting out pretty bad.
Okay, I'm going to talk really slow. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you better now.
Okay, this is Stacy. I'm calling from corporate.
Okay.
We have a red flag on inappropriate photos. It's currently popping up. I just wanted to see if we could go through, and I need to cross-reference... printing out a report right now. I need to cross-reference the current photos that you have that are about to be released with the list that I have here. There's something that's not coming up right, and we do have a red flag on inappropriate photos. It's been reported. Can you,
like
you go over
to a manager for you?
I actually, I don't want to bother the manager necessarily. I just need you to go over to the photo department and look through the photos that have not been picked up yet, just the packets, and I'm going to ask you a few questions. I just need to...
Yeah, I'm actually on the front register. Do you want me to...
I just need somebody. I mean, my shift is going to end in 23 minutes here. And the C285 printer machine is just going crazy, and I need you to take care of this red flag right now.
Do you want me to page the person in photo because I'm on the front register at
yes,
the moment?
Yes, ma'am. You can do whatever you need. I just need some information from the photo lab, please.
Okay, one moment.
Thanks. The manager's not going to believe me.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
Damn it. Rob is really good at this.
Rob what?
Rob the hyena.
What about him?
He's good at this.
Oh yeah. He's the man. Took me a while to realize it, but gotta give him props.
Yeah, hi, my name is Stacy. I'm with the corporate office. I just have a red flag on some inappropriate photos. The C285-94 machine is going crazy right now. Do you mind just giving me some information off of some of the packets there in the photo lab?
Your phone sounds kind of weird. It's kind of hard for me to understand what you're saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on a very bad connection right here because my machines are going crazy. I just needed some information from the photo lab. Are you at the photo lab right now, sir?
Yeah, I'm at the photo lab. And who's this again?
My name is Stacy. I'm with the corporate office in Deerfield, Illinois.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just have my C285-94 machine here coming up with red flags on inappropriate photos. Do you mind helping me out with some of the information that might be on some of those photo packets there?
And you say you have the DL-430?
I'm sorry, what was that?
You say you have the DL-430?
What do you mean?
The machine, right?
No, this is a printer machine, sir. This is not anything that you deal with in the photo lab.
The printer machine, like a regular printer machine.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and exactly what was the question about it?
Okay, what I need you to do is go over to the photo department. And can you tell me, are there any photos that are still waiting to be picked up?
Nah, everything's done, everything's clear on my screen.
There's no photos sitting out there for somebody to pick up maybe tomorrow? Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying on your screen. I'm saying out there sitting waiting for somebody to come pick up the finished product.
No. I mean, I've been the only one here.
Everybody has picked up all their fucking photos. Is that what you're telling me?
I mean, what's the last name?
That's what I'm trying to find out, sir.
Huh?
Oh, God. Do you see photos there that have not been picked up yet?
I mean, it's kind of hard for me to tell you that when there's hundreds of envelopes here. That's why I'm saying
okay,
I need a last name.
Can we just start with the A?
Can you just start with the... But I mean, what kind of photos are you looking for? What's the name? I have about
100 names here. Okay, I have a red flag report coming up, and I need to cross-reference. So what I need you to do is pick up a packet out of that pile and tell me the name.
Okay, we start with A. We're looking at Rolejo.
Okay.
Then we're looking at Alicia.
What is the last name, sir?
Arrow.
Okay, I just basically I just need three of these because I need to make sure it matches with my list. That's all. That's all they want me to do, because I have a red flag report coming up. So a Rojo, that's A-R-O-Y-O.
No, no, but the last one over here is what is it? Arias, A-R-R-I-A-Z-A. That's the last name on the first.
Oh, okay. And I have to cross... what's the first name on there?
The first name, Rolegio.
Okay. That's way too difficult to say. All right. What's the phone number? I need to go ahead and... That's how we categorize this.
Phone number on this. Looking at 702-430-1866.
Okay, thank you. You've been a big help tonight. Can I get one more of those? Just so I can make sure that my list is correct.
Let's see. Then you have last name, Irth, A-I-R-T-H. First name, Alicia.
Okay.
Need a phone number for that?
Yes, sir, please. That would help.
Looking at 702-528- 4027.
Okay. Ooh. Okay, that was in a... Okay, that's why I got that report. Okay, can I get one more of those? I'm sorry. Can I get maybe one from the S section?
From
so I
gotta
do
S,
something in the middle of the list.
From the S, you're looking at... Salvador. Joseph Salvador.
Joseph Salvador.
Joseph Salvador from the S section. Phone number is 702-553-5593.
Okay. You know, you probably shouldn't be giving this out over the phone, but I really appreciate it. I was going to be in big trouble with the boss.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a nice night. I hope I don't use these numbers for anything bad.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Gunnar, I so wanted to tell him.
Okay, don't. Call him back, okay?
Okay.
Just a little after you do the prank, you call him back, okay?
Okay.
You don't want to call him back, it's okay, okay?
All right. It's called Joseph Salvador right now. I have to give credit to RBCP for this idea. He thought about this months ago.
Hello?
Hello, is this Joseph Salvador?
Who is this?
Hi, this is Stacy. I'm at the Walgreens photo department. I'm sorry for calling so late. My shift just started.
I have my pictures. Is that what it is, sweetheart?
Yeah, I'm on the night shift. I just got in. And there's been a big problem with your photos. And I hope you're not mad at us.
No, I'm not. What happened with the photos, sweetheart?
Oh, you're not going to be mad?
Why would I be mad? What happened?
Okay, well, what happened was your photos actually... we have a new employee here, and he didn't like your photos. What were they photos of, sir? Were there any people in the photos, maybe... Maybe
say it again?
He said there were ugly people in the photos. Is that true?
It was my houses that was on the picture. It was the building.
Ah. That's what it was. Yeah, he got really offended and he shredded all the photos. He has this phobia of houses that actually something about the architecture just set him off and he shredded.
Yeah, that's my building complex in the Philippines. He did that.
Man,
he
that sucks, that, dude. I'm sorry. He's kind of racist. Here, do you want to talk to him? Hang on. He put them in the shredder. I think he also put the negatives in the shredder too. I think your shit's lost.
Don't make it a big deal. I still have the
hello,
the...
sir.
Oh, hello.
Sir.
Sorry. Yeah. I mean, I saw your photos, and I didn't like the lighting. It was kind of shitty. The buildings weren't that great, so I just decided that I would destroy them because I'm sort of like a disgruntled employee. I don't get paid enough, and I don't value customers because I can't afford to feed my children. So your photos are destroyed. We destroyed everything, the negatives, and personally, you can go fuck yourself.
Okay, man. It's all right, man. Okay.
I'm sorry. He's kind of retarded a little bit and racist.
It's all right.
No,
happy.
You don't understand. You don't understand, sir. Really, this is not okay. This is not okay, sir. Uh-huh. You don't need to be a little bitch like that. This is not okay. He actually was cussing about your photos and saying that Filipinos are stupid.
Yeah. It's all right. You know what? I don't take people that are like that. It's not worth it for me. He can swear at me anytime he likes.
Okay, because, I'll give the phone.
I mean, I understand people that are really having problem in their life, especially at this economy. That's what they are.
He doesn't have a problem.
I'm not
going to
come in there and do anything bad about anybody. You know what I mean? I tell him to have a good night, all right?
No, he just has a problem with Filipinos.
Sweetheart, it's all right. It's all right.
In that case, I'll give the phone back to him.
It's not worth it. He can do anything he wants. This is America. Let him be happy. Okay, you guys, I gotta go to sleep, and good night, all right? Okay.
All right, good night, faggot.
Have a good night. I love you. I burned your photos. I love you.
All right, do you want to do the whole child porn thing?
I don't care.
Or horse porn.
I'll do it. I don't, you know, I'm in that place.
I don't know. I'm tired of the child porn thing and the whole bestiality. Kind of old. This
that
is
guy
Alicia.
Was nice, though.
Yeah, that guy was overly nice. It was making me want to puke.
Like, he wouldn't even seriously.
Alicia?
Hello?
Alicia?
Yeah?
Hi,
yeah.
This is Stacy. I'm at the Walgreens.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my shift just started. I'm sorry I'm calling. I'm on the night shift. Your photos actually came up as a red flag for ugly.
For ugly?
Yes.
What's that mean?
What were your photos of?
For Walgreens?
Yeah, what exactly were you trying to take a picture of? Because we cannot figure it out.
I haven't sent any pictures about maybe a month ago, and I haven't picked them up because I haven't had the money. But they were about 40 pictures of Disneyland.
Disneyland? Are you kidding me? What are you, 12?
No.
How old are you?
Why does that matter?
No, I'm just curious. I want to know, because it kind of looks like some child porn was in here, too.
No.
That's why we're calling.
What?
Inappropriate Disneyland photos. I mean, these are disgusting, ma'am. I don't know how you can go to Disneyland and do this.
Who is this?
This is Stacy at the Walgreens.
Right, from where?
Walgreens.
I know, from where? What? Walgreens.
What do you mean, what Walgreens? The Walgreens that you dropped your photo off at in Las Vegas. How else would I have your number?
I don't know. I feel
the
like you're
Walgreens
me
on Jones Boulevard?
Huh?
Jones Boulevard.
Jones Boulevard.
Look, I think you need to stop going to Disneyland. That's your problem. That's why you don't have money. Stop taking vacations you can't afford. Maybe you could come up and pick up your photos, because you know what? It's been a month, and personally, I'm sick of looking at these disgusting photos. My coworker here actually...
photos that aren't mine.
Ma'am, I'm just going to sell these photos to my coworker.
John, I'll come with the police officer and we can look at them together, because I don't know what you're talking about.
Do it, lady.
John,
there's some fucked up shit in this role, and Jelly. We don't take kindly to this stuff, you know? I've been around the block.
Well, hey, I have a daughter, and funny. I wouldn't...
You think it's funny?
It's not funny. So let's get a police officer. Let's call 911 right now. And in fact, I'll get my husband's investigator friend, and we'll go look at them.
Let's do it.
So if I was doing bad things, then I wouldn't totally... be saying...
Ma'am, that's...
So let me get your information.
That's totally, totally unnecessary. I just don't like what
you're
doing.
You're going to call me and harass me. Why wouldn't you call 911 and turn me in?
Ma'am, I'm not harassing you. This is not exactly child porn.
Yeah, you are.
No, ma'am.
You don't call me and tell me not to go to Disneyland because I can't afford it.
Well, you can't afford it because you can't even pick up your photos.
Okay, you don't know who paid for that trip. How do you know that I didn't pay for that trip?
I don't know that. I'm just saying. Whoever paid for your trip.
And I want to know, what's your name?
My name is Stacy, but whoever paid for this trip needs to pay for these photos.
Stacy. Okay, Stacy, and you're calling from
Walgreens. But listen, my friend John here, I'm actually
John
selling the photos to him right now. John, just give me $20. You can have them.
$20?
Hey,
it's not $20. It was $50. That's why I haven't paid him yet.
I was looking at the photos, and I was just wondering what you're doing later. I mean...
What am I doing later?
Yeah, I mean, if we're going to go through the whole process... I mean, there were a couple that were pretty splendid, to be honest.
Oh, no. So you're telling me that child pornography is... pretty exciting to you?
No, ma'am. It's not child pornography. It's just photos of Mickey Mouse.
You just admitted it. You just admit. See, that was a trap. You just admitted it.
No,
Just said, oh, child pornography is exciting. Just it was just in there. I didn't say it was in there. You said it was in there. Now it's in there.
I thought it was Mickey Mouse.
I mean, I'm recording this, so.
Good. I'm glad. Use it, because when I come tomorrow with a forensic guy, investigator guy, I want all of this. This is fucking ridiculous.
Ma'am, I'm going to be here.
You call me. You call 911. You don't fucking call me.
Listen, lady. Before you go back to the kitchen, I'm going to be here at 9 a.m., okay? Come up to the Walgreens with an investigator tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. I'll be here.
9 a.m.
I'll still be here.
Stacy.
I have a 10-hour shift going on, okay? Listen, lady, I get bored. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This was not child porn. It was just really ugly pictures of Mickey Mouse, and we're tired of holding it here for a month.
Yeah, sorry, it was just a joke. We're just here. We're just playing jokes on people. It's no big deal.
Yeah, we're at Walgreens. Bored.
It was just
night shift.
To remind you to pick it up, but we thought we'd make it into something funny, you know, lighten your day up, whatever.
We just want you to hurry the fuck up.
Who are you? You're some kid.
No, I'm Stacy. How do you think I got your number? I work at the damn Walgreens on Jones. But listen,
just
lady,
fucking delete them. Throw them away. Okay.
I don't want to throw these away.
What am I supposed to do with $9 an hour? You know.
So you're going to call and harass somebody at 10 o'clock at night.
Ma'am, this was actually just a reminder call, okay? I'm sorry. We just wanted to have some fun.
We were just reminding you to pick them up. Like, it's no big deal.
It's been a month. Month.
Maybe we're just a little unprofessional, but, you know, we're
maybe
new, so
just
whatever.
Just a little.
Okay. Stacy, what's your last name?
My last name is Michaels. Stacy Michaels.
And John, what's your last name?
It's John Bradley Carter.
It's a hyphenated John Bradley.
This number is not from Las Vegas. Why is this number from a different location?
I'm calling from my cell phone.
No, put the puzzle pieces together. I don't know.
Hey, ma'am, do you really like expect us to actually tell you our real names or?
No, I don't, but I'm going to write it down and say that this is who you said you were. I mean, I'm just speechless. I don't even know what to say. Ma'am, you know, we
just wanted to call and remind you to pick up the photos. I'm sorry you don't have a sense of humor. We get kind of bored here. And actually, my manager's watching right now.
You what?
My manager's watching right now.
Your manager's watching right now. So your manager's thinking that, oh, who cares if you get complained on? I'm watching you, and I already know that you're doing this. So, ha-ha.
Yeah, I'm actually...
Big fuck you to the lady on the phone.
Okay.
That you're calling at 10 o'clock at
yes,
night.
Yes, ma'am. We have the laundry detergent in aisle 4.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever you just said, wasn't listening, but that is exactly what we were trying to do.
Yes. Okay, she's gone. Just come up here and just pick up your fucking photos. Hurry the fuck up. Damn it.
Trash them, because I'm not going to pick them up.
No, so I'm not going to trash them. No, just fucking pick them up. Don't be a pussy. I'll give you a half off.
No, I don't want nothing to do with you guys.
Ma'am, we can give you like a 10%. We'll give you a 10% discount. Like, that's like pretty good for discounts.
Like, oh, really? Like,
for customer service.
Ma'am, you don't have to be a fucking smartass, okay? Here we are giving you a deal. All you can do is be a smartass.
I don't have to be a smartass when you call me and you say that I have inappropriate pictures. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And you say, oh, what? How old are you, by the way? That's real professional.
I'm 32.
This is like, is there a camera? Because this is like, this shit doesn't happen.
Candy camera.
You guys are fucking sick. And no wonder why you work at Walgreens for $9 an hour. No fucking wonder why.
We weren't well educated. And why don't you get your own photo machine and put it in your house and print your own photos instead of dropping your shitty Disney photos down here where uneducated retards like us who don't know how to handle customers on the phone call people to remind them and then say shit that's fucked up to them on the phone and then get in trouble and get fired and get reprimanded for it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm saying. So I'm saying, dog.
Right.
I'm getting fired now.
You're telling me not. Now you're telling me not to come use Walgreens.
Yeah, don't use Walgreens anymore.
Not to spend money at your store.
Get your own photo machine.
Obviously, I didn't graduate from, like, what, 9th, 10th grade? I don't know. What would be the average for someone who works at Walgreens? I don't know what it is, but...
8th grade?
Probably, yeah. And, you know, and then some people call me and they're like, hey, you know, can I get the phone numbers of people that drop their photos off so I can call them and harass them? And I'm like, yeah, here's the numbers. And then people call those people's numbers and then they're like, hey, yeah, something about the photos. Obviously, you know what I mean.
All right, ma'am. Have a good night. I'm sorry to inconvenience you with this reminder call, but just come pick up your fucking photos.
I love you.
You'll be expecting tomorrow morning on the at the end of your shift. Someone being there. Okay.
Yeah, I'll get off work at 9 a.m. So hurry the fuck up. Come get your photos.
Yeah, choke on a dick.
You had to add choke on a dick?
Yeah. I don't know.
God. You're brutal.
It couldn't go any worse than that.
Yeah. Should we let the Walgreens... Nah. They shouldn't have given out the number.
Remember I explained the whole part that we called Walgreens and asked them for the numbers and we called people to
harass
them?
That's what I did to that Twitter lady.
No one's to hear you talk.
Phonewinners.com.
Like a dick truck.
PhoneWinners.com.
This fun show has been brought to you by PhoneWinners.com. Alright, that's it, guys. Gunner, what did you... do you have anything that you want to say about, you know, anything? Do you have anything to promote or any bullshit crap that nobody gives a shit about?
Not really.
I've got tons.
No.
Whoa, why is it all fucked? Alright, go to phonelosers.org. Go fuck yourself. And what else about that?
I don't know.
Like the taxi guy said, what he learned was that Americans are stupid or something.
Yeah. If you think you're going to date Roxy, you're not, so just get over it.
Exactly. PhoneLosers.org and cactiradio.com/funshow. And also, Also, I'm going to post a whole bunch of shit on the blog tomorrow, so look at that. And right now, I'm going to play hours and hours of a fun show until RBCP stops me.
PhoneLizards.org/stuff.
Facebook.com/DSamantha. Add me on Facebook. I'm OhMyGodHacks.net. And you can find all that.